Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Now, some breaking news. It's been reported in the last few minutes that a plan to move more than 135 Ukrainians from Killarney to Westport this morning has been reversed. Now, the families include up to 40 school-going children. They've been living at Hotel Killarney since March. They were given less than 48 hours' notice that they were due to be moved to County Mayo. And I'm joined now by Alina Maslak, who was a professional choreographer and dancer in Kyiv, but since March has been living there in Killarney along with her sister. Their mother also joined them in July. Alina, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. It's been a very tough week for you. Have you been told anything about this change of plan this morning?
I don't know. It looks like a big show because it's like we are people, and we are really old people. Have a have a plan in Killarney. Have a friend. And it's like this 2 days, it's something, I don't know. It's like a bad day, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you're standing there in the hotel now. You have your bags packed, is that right?
Yes, I finished packing my bag today at 3 past half.
So
in the night.
You finished packing at 3:30 this morning,
yeah,
to try and get out of there because you were told on Monday that you would have to leave.
Yes.
Tell me about how you were first told, Alina, that you were going to have to leave Killarney and go to Mayo. How did you find out?
I found it like when I have a study in Tralee, in a Kerry College, and when I come back on the Monday to Killarney, I found a letter where it's written like I must to relocate it to Mayo in the Wednesday at 11 morning.
You found out that you would have to leave.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that? I mean, one would understand, we could understand if you felt angry about it.
No, I'm not angry. Why am I to be angry? I just upset because, like, you know, we had everyone from us had a life and plans in Ukraine. And now the war has happened and we just, Ukraine is in Ireland. It's too far away, and I never expected what I will be in Ireland. But it happened like that, and like I came to Ireland, and I'm a professional dancer. And in Killarney, I haven't any opportunities for my work. That's why all of these 6 months, I decided like to change my way and improve myself in a sport. And like I find my study what I want to do. I find my way, what I want to improve. And I have, and 3 days ago, I have my plans during one year, I will be here. And after this, I have a degree. I will have a degree. I go for work, and I have a plan, you know. And now just one letter was written, and I must to finish and leave everything, what I try to do, what I try to begin, and begin again.
Yeah,
and you never know when you must move again. You know,
yeah, it's very difficult. You know, especially as you say, you started a college course just on Monday, and then you get the news when you come back that you have to uproot your life again, and go from one place to another. Now, we've asked the department for a statement, so we wanted Alina to get confirmation of this, and they've told us that a statement will be issued shortly, but we haven't confirmed this news. But what we are hearing reported, as I said, is that the decision has been reversed. How do you feel about that? Are you happy if you have to now, in the next half an hour, unpack all of your bags and stay on in Killarney? Is that what you would have hoped for?
Yeah, of course I'm happy. Now I can stay with my family, because before this moment, I think what my family will go to Mayo and I will stay in because before this moment, I think I will go to live in one woman what so wanted to help me. And I really already was ready, like, my family must sit in the bus and go to Mayo, 300 kilometers from here, and I must leave if I want to continue my study. But I want to continue my study. And it was so hard decision.
And tell me, someone offered you a room so that you could stay in Killarney.
Not in Killarney, it's in a Castle Gregory, but
nearby.
Yeah.
And so were you going to stay in Killarney in that room?
It's not in Killarney. It's Castle Gregory.
Yes, sorry. Was that your plan? Were you going to take up that offer and remain on in Kerry?
Yes, I thinking because I don't want to finish my study, and I thinking like maybe it have a like. It's a decision for me if I want to continue my study because I don't want to begin everything from beginning.
Okay, well, look, we wish you well. It's a very difficult situation. Alina is standing there with her bags around her, like all of the others, I assume, who thought they were going to be moved from Killarney to Mayo this morning. They only found out about this on Monday. We're seeing reports now that the decision has been reversed, but we're awaiting confirmation and we'll bring that to you as soon as we can. Alina, the very best of luck to you and thank you for talking to
thank
us today.
You. Thank you so
much. We'll take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.